From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Rural hospitals across the country are struggling to keep their doors open. Voters in Modoc County in the remote northeastern corner of California will soon decide whether to tax themselves to save their local hospital. The county has gone broke trying to keep the hospital open, and that has led to a fractious debate in a proudly conservative frontier community. From member station KQED, Sarah Varney reports.
The hospital hallways here, like the nights, are quiet. It's been years since pregnant women could deliver their babies at Modoc Medical Center. A surgeon comes just twice a month to do simple procedures. Even the helicopter pad is sprouting weeds. But it's no exaggeration to say that the county hospital in Alturas, even with its limited services, is a lifeline to the people who live here. The closest full-service hospitals are hours away, and the nearby medical centers over the mountains are often unreachable during winter storms.
They gotta have something.
Vicki Smith moved here as a young girl. She's now 61 and owns the Main Street Family Diner.
There's a lot of retired people here, a lot of them. And if they don't have medical, they'll have to leave.
The talk of the diner and elsewhere in the remote Pitt River Valley is the fiscal calamity that could force the hospital to close and the county to go bankrupt. An outside audit found that county supervisors improperly used restricted funds to bail out the hospital, which was losing millions of dollars a year. Now, the county has to pay back some $12.5 million in federal and state grants, and the hospital is on its own to make ends meet.
It's almost living paycheck to paycheck, basically.
Monica Derner is the hospital's interim CEO, the seventh CEO in the last 4 years.
And some months are better than other months, and it's kind of just juggling the finances around to make it work right.
Somewhere along the way, a county supervisor uttered the unutterable, that the Modoc Medical Center just might have to close. The suggestion enraged residents here, especially those who came to Modoc with their Medicare cards to retire. A group formed to save the hospital. They held evening meetings and collected signatures. And now, at the end of this month, voters here will decide whether to increase their property taxes to fund their hospital.
Good afternoon. I'm Lou Miller with Save Our Hospital Committee. And we have some information.
Lou Miller is a retired security guard who has the unenviable job of selling a tax hike here. Modoc is California's most Republican county, where ads for the local Tea Party run prominently in the weekly newspaper.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
Still, Miller says the one thing voters here hate more than taxes is the thought of being stranded in Alturas or on a ranch with no ambulance service and no place to spend the night when felled by pneumonia or a hip fracture. The hospital in Alturas, though, is not just a lifeline. It's an economic engine, even if it is just sputtering along. Like many rural hospitals, Modoc Medical Center is the largest employer in town, and people here worry what will happen if it closes.
We'll be reduced probably to one grocery store. We'll probably lose a hardware store. We'll lose a lot of things. And a lot of people can stay here.
Judy Mason is secretary of the Save Our Hospital Committee.
Then you get a reduced value of properties. So now your tax base is smaller also. So the county becomes even more impoverished.
Still, there's strong opposition to the tax measure. Doug Knox retired with his wife to a small ranch outside of Alturas. His driveway is lined with American and Confederate flags, and he is single-handedly leading the opposition to the parcel tax with radio and television ads.
If it costs me $10,000, $15,000, I'm willing to do it. Because I do not believe that throwing money at a problem is the way to go it and put it on the backs of the taxpayers.
But even the staunchly conservative county supervisors, who've come under fire for creating the crisis, admit the parcel tax may be the only choice. Dan Maxey is president of the Modoc County Board of Supervisors.
We're in a battle right now. We don't want to go insolvent. That's not going to resolve anything. If the county goes down, the hospital goes down. The hospital goes down, the city goes down, and we don't want to see that happening.
The battle over the hospital and allegations of impropriety have engaged people here in county government in a way not seen in decades. Attendance at public meetings is at an all-time high, and in dozens of interviews, residents say they're beginning to challenge the closed-door way county officials have long conducted business. Even the county supervisors admit the uncomfortable scrutiny may in the end be a blessing. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.